No.
Is it in your mouth?
It needs to be close to your mouth.
Hello and welcome to CrossFit Allen Talks.
Man, hello.
Dr. Keys, good lord. What are you doing
the
over
mic
there?
Needs
just
to be,
sure the mic
needs
is
to
in
be
my mouth.
In your mouth.
Ross Keys from Keys Chiropractic is back with us.
Hello.
With a mic in his mouth.
Happy Friday. Thanks for coming today, Ross.
Yeah, no problem.
Can I call you Ross?
Yeah.
Or does it need to be Dr. Keys?
You can call me Ross.
Okay.
Can I say happy birthday to my wife, Susan?
Happy birthday.
The other Dr. Keys.
Yeah, the original Dr. Keys.
Do you remember long distance dedications?
Oh, yeah.
On top 40, Casey Kasem.
Yep.
Man.
Well, what's her name do that? What is it?
Delilah. Is she still on there?
Yeah. Every Christmas I listen.
And she does that every once in a while.
Love someone tonight.
Delilah. There'd be many times coming back from Cincinnati late at night, I'd fall asleep, Tara's driving, and I'd wake up and there's Delilah on the radio.
Well, it's because of all the love I was feeling, baby.
I could not listen to her while driving. That would be like, go to sleep.
I know.
Good night.
I have to have like, dun, 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 dun.
And the window open.
Yep.
Or at least cold. It has to be cold.
It has to be cold, yeah.
So have you ever seen her?
No, I've
like,
never
seen what she looks
Delilah?
Like?
No.
Nothing like
Whoa.
Her name?
I expected this like, I don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah.
I just
Good
expected
call.
This very, like, I don't know, kind of the girl next door.
Right.
You know, very sweet. And she
got tattoos
like
everywhere.
No. But.
All right, I'm going to Google Delilah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good luck spelling it, though.
Exactly.
Damn. Years ago in San Antonio, I had a friend that was announcer on the radio for one radio station down there. And if you heard him on the radio and then you met him, again, very similar thing. The voice did not match.
I think, so Ross just pulled up a picture. I think when I saw this was many years back, but she had, like her hair looks really soft now, which is good. I think it had that like crinkly, really curly, like jelly look, you know, and it just seemed very, very strong and harsh. And I didn't picture her as a blonde either. I don't think. I think
oh,
that was
I
the
did.
Other thing. You did.
Yeah.
She's blonde.
And she's blind in my mind.
Well, she's definitely blonde.
Well, she is blonde. So.
Yeah. That's so
anyway.
Funny.
I
wonder what
is.
I look like to people.
Right.
Delilah.
Anyway.
Does Dennis just sing?
Yes. He kind of did.
Wow. Oh.
Well, the reason we have Dr. Keys. Dr. Ross Keys, Rossinator.
Papa Keys.
Rossaroni. You almost say Rossaroni.
Papa Keys.
Rossaroni.
That's
Papa
what my
Keys,
babysitter used to call me when I was little.
Ross the Boss.
Rossaroni. She'd sing the song.
The San Francisco Tree.
Ross the Boss.
Anyway, back to the reason we have you here.
Ross is having a girl.
Oh, yep. That's right. I did see the...
Papa Keys.
Susan is 19 weeks pregnant with a baby girl, Athena.
Oh, good. You're done. Trust me, take it from me. You're done.
Yeah, if he's done, you're really in trouble.
Gonna
yeah.
be outnumbered.
Yeah, I've been fighting it, and it's just, it's hard. You can't fight it.
I'm ready.
Oh, Jenny, you know that's funny.
Boy.
You know that's funny.
I do know it's funny.
All you parents out there.
I'm ready. No,
think
you're
that
not.
That is funny.
You don't know what you're ready for.
No, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
wait. Why
All right,
wait.
So why are we here? Why are
I
you here, Ross?
I walked in the front door. No, I'm just kidding. Tara asked me if I'd come on and talk about the foot a little bit and our arches and how we can work on those, pay attention to those, things of that nature.
Okay.
That's how I treat it, maybe.
And how this came up, I'm working with somebody right now, and this is very, very common here at Talon. When people typically start with us, they come in and they have these big, cushiony running shoes because, you know, that's what we think we're supposed to wear. And people have trouble doing movements in them, like the deadlift, like the squat. So a lot of times we'll ask them to take off their shoes so we can get a better, this happens during the assessment usually, so we can get a better idea of what's truly going on, because a lot of that movement is lost in the big cushiony running shoes. And this was fresh in my mind because I had got a personal training client that I'm working with who he's a couple weeks in and he wears the big running shoes, and he was so disappointed when I had him take them off. And then he learned that what his wife has been telling him about needing to get shoes with a less of a heel is correct. So we took off his shoes and watched him squat, and he has, because he's in these high arch shoes, he has very little arch. So we had to teach him to actually screw his feet in and, you know, dig into the ground with his toes and try to build that arch naturally. Just a day's work on this, and his feet were actually sore the next day. So definitely need some arch work there. And with that, Ross and I started talking about it, and so he was sharing some plantar fasciitis stuff and just how he treats it. So,
Well, biggest thing with the shoe is that we've trained our feet to be in this comfy cloud all day long. And I mean, people will be wearing shoes when they get home. You know, they're wearing shoes all day long, which is compressing your entire foot, not allowing your intrinsic foot muscles to move as they should. You should be able to use your individual toes as you would your individual fingers.
Yeah, can you do that? Can anybody do that?
I don't know.
Well, we saw that. Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, Bug was doing something.
Yes.
Right near us. And I just was looking down at, just down at the floor at her feet.
She's barefoot, because she's always barefoot.
She was barefoot. And she went to do, and I don't remember what she did, but as she did a movement, her toes spread. And we're like little fingers. They were moving. And I'm looking. I'm watching. And they're just moving along. Wow. When you see it that way, then you start to realize. You know, it's like, in flipping upside down or your handstand push-ups, people say you need to use your fingers like your toes. And it'll create balance in your handstand. And, over the years.
I have a fallen arch in my hands. That's why I can't do handstand.
Over the years of trying to do a freestanding handstand, as I've improved, it's using my fingers to balance in my hands instead of my hands just being flat and the fingers are there.
Right.
So.
Right. And so then what that leads into is when we, coddle our feet like that so much that it atrophies the intrinsic foot muscles, and then the arches are a little bit more predisposed to a plantar fasciosis. I like to get away from the plantar fasciitis because it's not so much, the research is showing it's not so much an inflammation problem, more of a degeneration of the fascia, soft tissue, and ligaments and tendons.
That makes sense.
So I try to refer to it as a fasciosis. But
so for all you non-science geeks out there, osis refers to a condition or disease. Itis refers to inflammation specifically, which they can, too, be related, definitely.
Correct.
But more specifically, you're calling it osis now.
I think I'm going to start doing that. Well, I probably won't do a very good job
at it. Does it not run in stages from itis?
Yeah, it could definitely. Osis?
I mean, it would be more of like, we can't just blanket statement as plantar fasciitis. Mm-hmm. So it more towards the chronic end, I suppose you'd say, it's definitely an osis.
Yeah.
Maybe early on it's an itis because you're just going to have that inflammatory response the first couple days.
Got it.
So anyways.
Sorry.
Back to our feet.
Yeah.
Back to our arches.
When you think about your toes and how you should be able to move them individually, I mean, some people can't even lift their big toe by itself. I know me specifically having tight cleats for sports.
Yep. Been there, done that.
So you don't lose any of the energy with your toes spreading. You just rely on your shoe the whole time. And now, I try to work on working my toes individually, trying to build up that strength.
Podcast land is they're all wiggling their toes right now.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
how many
of you are there lifting your toes as you're listening to this? Lift those toes now, lift them up.
I mean, one of the we could start with is trying to lift your big toe up first, and then trying to lift the four other toes by themselves after you put your big toe down. And just one easy way to start working on those, and then at that point you can start working into scrunching paper with your big toe, scrunching paper with your little toes.
Towels work well.
Towels work well because you can put weights on those too and pull those. So you get nice, strong.
How much can you toe drag? 15 pounds, baby.
We put marbles on the ground and pick them up with the toes.
Yeah.
By the way, this is like totally grossing me out, just so y'all know.
Toe jam.
Really? I do not like feet. Whenever those like feet fungus commercials come on, I have to leave the room. It's like a thing with me. So.
Toe fungus, toe jam.
I was wondering why you're not looking very,
like I'm turning green.
Yeah. I think it had to do with me taking my shoes off. I smell a little bit.
At least you left your socks on.
Yeah.
And so a great way to, look at someone's squat, you look at their ankle stability, if their ankle or foot inverts, everts, supinate, pronate, however you want to say it. So when I'll do a squat test, I'll look more at the medial arch, which is on the inside of your foot, and seeing if when you go down, if your foot kind of falls towards the inside. And then I'll go into that and figure out, do you got a joint problem? Is there a muscles problem? Is it actually your ankle? Is it your hip or your knee? There's a lot of ways to go about doing that. How would you guys go into your...
When we do our assessment here, we do an ankle subtalar pronation, supination, and neutral. Standing. I take it further. I like to see it in a squat. When you squat, what happens? Is it pronating? Is it supinating? Are they able to create an arch? Are they creating that arch is that external rotation of the femur and the hips. So you're going to get that arch effect. And then we do dorsiflexion. We determine how far their knee can travel over their toe. There are some guidelines in that. We like to see about 5 inches, if not plus or minus, just depending on how mobile they are, but 5 inches would be a good one. From that point, any type of movement that they're doing, such as lunges, step-ups, squatting, any of the squats, front squat, back squat, overhead squat, in the assessment, which is done with a PVC pipe, we're looking at the feet as well. So very similar to what you do.
So those are some good exercises of how you can keep that in check. What about somebody, with my client, we worked on a little bit, his feet were pretty sore, right? So how about, what's your recommendation for someone moving from a shoe with a big arch into a flatter shoe or into more time barefoot? What would you recommend for that?
So I typically will just tell the patient to start with walking barefoot at home. I guess I just took that for granted, took that as everyone is barefoot when they get home, and I have a patient come with both feet plantar fasciitis, and I ask her, she's like, oh yeah, I put house shoes on when I get home. And I'm like, well, maybe you should start walking barefoot, a couple minutes a day when you get home, slowly graduate into going outside, maybe walking on the grass, walking your dog, whatever.
You're really freaking people out now.
That's dangerous in my yard. Roscoe bombs. It's bad enough when it gets on your shoe.
Can you imagine in between your toes?
Stop it, Dennis. Stop it. You want me to continue recording this?
We just went from toe jam to Roscoe jam.
And, the progression is important in this. We saw that with that influx of minimalist shoes or the toe shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
Everyone's like, oh, you got to be running barefoot because that's how our ancestors did and all that stuff. So we're going from wearing pillows on our feet to running on the hard ground with a little bit of rubber in between, and you're getting all these people with stress fractures.
Oh yeah,
getting more plantar fasciitis, either way, and it just caused more problems. Just because, think of it as wearing a back brace, for example. If you wore a back brace for 18 years, and then took your back brace off and tried to do any sort of Olympic movement, what would happen to your back?
You're not truly supported.
Yes. Yeah, but that's because the brace, and this is awesome, led into what I wanted to bring up. The brace has been supporting, which means you have not developed the musculature in your back to maintain like a good midline. So just like with a shoe, you've got a shoe in the, a shoe with an arch in there supporting that arch. Well, your foot doesn't have to work to create that arch anymore.
Right.
It's already there. So why, you know, just like.
Well, we had this was what, 3 summers ago maybe. Elderly lady came in. She didn't want to have surgery. They were gonna.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
They were gonna do a surgery on her feet because the doc said that she had fallen arches.
Yeah, she's older. She was
very active.
Yeah.
Swimmer, tennis, and something else, and she kept injuring her knee, and the doctors attributed it to the ankle. And it kept that her arch was collapsing, and they wanted to do surgery, and she didn't want to do surgery. So she came in here, we worked with her, or I worked with her for most of that summer, mm-hmm. and 2 to 3 times a week, and basically teaching her how to externally rotate. She didn't know how to do that. Teach her how to squat, taught her how all these things. And as we did, and we did mobility work on the ankles and on the toes, everything in there. And as we started progressing through that summer, I remember one day she did everything barefooted in here. And I looked down and I was like, look, you have an arch. And she
awesome.
Freaked out. And she went home and showed her husband in tears. And she goes to the doctor like 2 or 3 weeks later. She came in crying after the appointment, and the doctor just basically laughed it off, said she still needed surgery, that this was just voodoo medicine type thing.
Voodoo medicine.
And we're gonna have surgery. And she's like, I don't want surgery, this is working. And it did. Eventually the other one started responding, and by the time our treatment was done with her and she went on, she was playing tennis again, mm-hmm. she was swimming, and I remember running into her when I was swimming out at the rec center, mm-hmm. and still having, you know, tremendous success with that. But she had to learn how and re-educate, and it, I don't know how old she was in her mid-60s,
yeah,
but at that age to re-educate, that's going to take a long time.
But yeah. It can be done.
It was successful.
Yeah, and so with that arch support, kind of your brain's smart enough to know that, well, I don't need to send neurological impulses down there as much because I don't have to worry about that arch maintaining itself because something is there maintaining it for you. And then, you know, you have to re-educate it. I like to do that, trying to make a short foot is what we call, trying to exaggerate that arch. I think I was working with this and then Tara told me, he's like, you should talk about this. You know, I think that kind of trailed us into talking about this. But what I'll have them do is stand up normal, and then I'll look at their arch, watch them squat.
Was that a watch?
Huh?
Swatch?
Oh,
swatch.
Swatch.
Oh, boy.
Squatch hunting.
You got a
All
swatch.
Right. Anyways, so what we do is look to see how their arch is, and then I'll have them lift their big toes and then all their toes up. When you do that, everyone does it right now, lift all your toes up, you can feel your arch, it heightens and it kind of over exaggerates, creates a smaller midfoot. And so from there, we want you to do to try to maintain that foot is slowly put all your toes down and try to keep that foot close together. And so what we're trying to do is get these intrinsic muscles firing to help support these arches. And so from there we can go into doing that. I mean, you just do that sitting and you'll get tired. A lot of people get cramping in their feet just because they're not used to having to actively fire.
Hamstring cramp.
And then you can use that and go into doing squatting and be like, hey, do that first, then go in your squat, see how different it is. And if that doesn't correct it, then more than likely you got to look up the chain with the shin muscles, seeing if they have enough flexibility or strength, you know, the hips and knees. I could go all the way up to the head, but I won't do that.
So once you fix this, then you put your shoes back on, does it ruin everything?
I would say.
What kind of shoes?
Yeah.
Kind of shoes? I don't know.
Are you going to go get
big old arch
big old clouds?
I don't know. Fleet Feet tells me that's the best one to wear when I run.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe for an ultra marathoner. Yeah. I mean, if they got that long distance and they got that impact sole for how many hours they're doing that,
right?
But maybe.
But even then, some of the big running coaches, Ryan McKenzie's one of them, says that yes, you're going to need a shoe because you got that contact for an ultra marathon, or even for a marathon, you're going to need a shoe that's going to give you the support and the softness through that for the whole thing. But you still have to have an insert that's going to give you a cue, like a shoe cue, that will keep you in a position to where you're running correctly on your feet, which is going to help create that arch.
Like you're striking midfoot,
right,
not,
I gotcha.
Not heel strike.
Not heel strike. If you strike heel strike, you're going to it's going to start to collapse a little bit. But if you maintain the heel up a little bit, slightly a credit card underneath it, and you're staying on your midfoot, you're gonna that arch is still gonna be there.
You know, that's I was watching the steeplechase, I guess, on the Olympics a few days ago, and just watching, like specifically, I was watching their feet because they had some close-ups when they were just going through the water and stuff, and it's amazing to watch because that's a pretty long run, is it not? The steeplechase. Anybody know?
Different. There's different.
And with wet socks.
I just know they're jumping over a thing in water, right?
Yeah. But I mean, there's some miles in there, too. But it was awesome to see them all hitting midfoot. It's definitely not running like we do.
Even in the slow motion stuff of, like, you know, your 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters, 400 meters, and they're so fast, so they slow them down so you see it, and you watch them, they're striking midfoot. Their heel never touches. Yeah. Now, it gets close, but it never does.
Yeah, because when we're dealing with someone who's primarily a heel striker runner, then, you know, I will tell them, you need to run barefoot. I mean, you're not going to be running on your heel for very long.
No.
If you do, you're going to have a terrible rest of your week because your foot's going to be inflamed, swollen. That fat pad underneath your heel can only take so much, and with the asphalt and stuff that we run on now, it's not going to take too long before you mess that up.
Steeplechase is 3,000 meters, by the way.
3,000 meters.
Yeah, it's just shy of 2 miles.
Look, somebody doesn't know how to put a wall ball back. People, so, that is squirrel. A big wall ball. That's like 12 or 14.
Yeah.
An 8-pound shelf.
Good thing I labeled all that stuff.
Kids.
I could put it back in the right spot.
There's probably not too many people who can reach that high.
I know. So it had to been anyway. It had to been one of the tall ones in our community.
I don't do wall balls, so it wasn't me.
No, you're a 30-pound wall baller, huh?
Yeah.
He only uses the 30s.
We just throw the 45-pound plate up there.
Oh yeah, I'd hate to catch that on the way down.
Oh my goodness. All right. Anyway. Oh, so funny story about arches too. Finish up there. So Bug, when in preschool, they had this day where the teachers painted the bottom of their feet and they made little animals basically with their feet prints, like they print them on there and then they color around them to make them look like an animal. And Bug has very rarely has shoes on, and if they are, they're flip-flops. And her teacher went to do hers and painted it brown, and the whole idea was to put these 2 feet together and it was supposed to be this bear, right? Bug has such good and pronounced arches that she went to do it and she went to stamp her foot on the paper, and it was, she said she had to do it several times because it was the skinniest bear she's ever seen because none of her arch made contact with the paper. So we have a very skinny foot bear in her preschool stuff.
Yeah, she got one fat foot.
She does. It's crazy, right? How can her feet be so fat yet so skinny?
There it is, man.
Yeah. Whew. So.
Look what you have to look forward to.
Less is more in the sense of arches. But if you're going to make the transition, do it gradually.
Yeah. Don't do that too fast. Yeah.
Well, I know when I'm walking around and standing in these CrossFit shoes or whatever you want to call them.
Nanos.
Well, I mean, you know, like the
flatter
minimal
ones.
Or the flatter ones with no heel. My feet kill by the end of the day.
Yeah.
So
they're working.
people will come in. Well, they'll switch to minimalist.
It seems like I'd be trained by now, and it would quit being sore.
We'll switch to the minimalist shoe. You know, the heel has dropped down a little bit, and they'll come in with, you know, Achilles pain just because it's not used to that amount of stretch.
Yeah.
You know, as they walk, as they run, and so it's definitely another one of those things. I'm not saying it's a bad shoe to have, because I just said, you know,
yeah,
walk
you
around, but
you, have, minimal, right
you have to do. You have to do it gradually. Don't just jump into it.
Yep. It's like going from a high heel shoe constantly to now expecting your foot to be, you know, an inch lower. Your Achilles just is not ready for that.
No.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's it. You got anything else for Dr. Ross?
Next week, bunions. What to do?
Apparently, he's a foot doctor now. he's like, that's not my department.
Well, and actually, it's got to be related.
It can be.
Bunions, can be. Yes. So we need to do there is strength.
Yeah, see? He knows.
We need to do some strengthening with your big toe muscles because they just kind of let your feet go.
I think it's because you're trying to shove your foot in a shoe that's like three times too small.
Yeah, I do that all the time in my 10 and a halves here.
Well, perfect.
Hey, look, if you have a 12 and a half, don't try to put it in a 10 and a half.
Oh,
it's okay.
It's okay.
We won't call you Ronald McDonald.
So then I could say that same exercise we're doing, we're lifting your big toe up. That'll also help you
right
move that toe and use the proper muscles to get it aligned. I guess I don't want to go into telling people how to treat it because if you have a condition like that, you should definitely
see someone.
Get it looked at.
Yes.
All right. So.
So all you people waiting for Takes Two to Tango Wads right, are like really ticked off right now.
Oh my gosh, quit talking
like
about feet.
See, when you look at the foot.
Oh, your feet are going to be used at Two Tango.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is not as detailed as they'll be when we actually put them in print. But we always have a max lift. This year it's a little different because you and your partner will be doing a different lift. Dennis, would you like to say what the two lifts are?
One shoulder overhead, one hang squat snatch.
So you have to decide who's doing what and put up your best numbers.
One's more complex than the other. Who's better at what than the other?
Yep.
Or who can lift more of the other? You've got to make that decision.
All right.
And live with it.
So if I'm doing shoulder to overhead, can my partner help me get the weight to my shoulder?
No.
Okay. Just clarifying that because you know somebody's going to ask it.
No. So you do have to clean the weight.
Yes.
But
okay.
Total weight lifted.
All right. And we always have our two-minute tangos because those are always a blast, right? This year they're a little more skilled, though.
Somewhat.
Some of them are. One is GHD sit-ups. Another one is handstand push-ups. We will, don't worry guys, we'll have scalings for people, for the scale people that can't do these, so don't panic. Slam ball over shoulder, we're bringing that one back. Got our D-balls, basically.
We had so many people ask for that again, too. Are you going to be doing it again? Maybe. Are you going to be doing it again? I had somebody asking, I said, hey, maybe they need it again.
Yep.
They just did not get enough.
And are you ready? Bar muscle ups.
Oh!
But I like the way he's doing this one. And this was taken out of High Temps Masters competition last year.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Where you, let's say you don't have bar muscle ups. That's okay. You can do chest to bar pull ups. Oh, you don't have chest to bar pull ups yet. It's okay. You can do pull ups. You get awarded points based on the movement you're doing and how many of those that you're doing.
The higher skilled movement, you
gets
get
more
points.
And so you're not committed. Like, you know, if I have bar muscle ups, but Ross doesn't. Because that's the case, right?
Yes.
Really? You have bar muscle ups now. I watched you. I watched you.
No, you weren't. You were looking at your computer.
Yeah, I didn't look at the first one, but I saw the second one and third one and fourth one. That was the day he did one, and then he looked around, and not a single soul was watching. But anyway, so you and your partner can do different things. Or let's say you do your bar muscle ups and then you just run out of them because, well, let's face it, they're hard and you can't get up there. Then you can switch to chest to bars or pull ups to still continue to accumulate points.
Please let your judge know when you're about to do what you're about to do or when you're going to switch.
Yep. And last one, this has been, you guys have been asking for this one and asking for this one, and we're going to include it, handstand walk for distance. The way that's going to work is we're going to mark off a distance, and you get points for completing that every time you complete that distance. And we'll have a scaled option for that as well. Yay! So 2 minutes max effort at each of those. You'll be switching on and off. Only one person can work at a time. And then for the two more traditional WADs, we'll have one where one athlete's working at a time, and your task is to complete 200 doubles, double unders, scaled, can scale to singles if they need to, but they will be ranked below people that completed as doubles. You and your partner do have to both do the same thing, though. 100 kettlebell swings, 50 box jump overs, and then you'll finish off with a 1K row. That one is for time. And the last one, I'm pretty excited about this one. This one's going to be rough.
Rough.
All right, so the way this works is it's a, can you call it a, is it pyramid or what do you do? Up and down? What do you call these when you do this?
It's an ascending, descending movement, but I don't, there's no
but
repetition.
But the numbers don't descend.
Yeah.
Right, so. All right, so basically
it's
the
just
order.
Miserable.
The order of movements goes 50 calorie on the air bike, 50 deadlifts, 50 wall balls. And then, so one partner does all 150 reps that way, and then on the same clock, the next partner is going to come in, but they're going to do it the opposite way. So that'll be 50 wall balls, 50 deadlifts, 50 calorie air bike.
In reverse order.
Yes. I did it. I said it in reverse order.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Did I say wall balls first? You want to go back and listen? Do you want to hit pause and go back and listen? this one's going to take some strategy because the time cap is there's people that's not going to get done with this one, so you definitely have to plan accordingly.
Yeah,
and the one partner will be like doing all the work then if you run out of time halfway in the middle of
well, what's
partner
really
two
choose wisely
it's not
what's
fair.
Partner one should move faster. Yeah. But what's really going to be rough is for that second partner, if they make it back to, and they should make it, well, some won't, but some will, make it back to the air bike, and you're just trying to go as hard as you can before the time runs out. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be awful.
I'd rather do the air bike first than the other one, but that's me.
I don't know, but then you got to go and
I could do
the deadlifts
man,
and the wall balls
you get
after
done
the
with
bike?
The wall balls and the deadlifts, and you get on the air bike, your hips, your arms.
But I can't even think when I get off the air bike, more or less do deadlifts and wall balls.
This is going to be the first Takes Two to Tango where there's like fist fighting between partners after the wads, isn't it?
You go first. No, you go.
I told you should have gone first. Oh, man. All those husband and wife teams we have.
Hey, are you going? This has 30-20 on those wall balls.
No.
You're going 20-30 yeah. or 20-14? Okay. Whew. Sure.
Yeah, because
glad on that. Whoa.
Again, I've been back and forth with that one. And that's,
I think we're good. We're 20-14.
Yes, I know.
Because the deadlifts.
Yeah.
Gonna.
The deadlifts are gonna.
Yep. So what's the weight on the deadlifts? You all ask. It is 275 for RX men. 175 for RX women, and probably scaled men. Debating
scaled men's 185.
185. All right.
Well, scaled men's 185.
That'll make the bars easier to load. All right. So 275 RX men, 185 RX scaled. Sorry. Cool. 275 RX men, 185 scaled men. Women will be 175 RX women, 115 scaled women.
115.
Yeah, that's like 63-64% of the 185, I think. Oh, he's pissed now. Look, he wants to make it heavier. He's frantically typing into his calculator, y'all.
Man, I don't know where you get your numbers at.
What?
185. 70% of that
60.
Is
60. 185 times 60%.
Man,
is 111.
You're being kind.
I am being kind to our women because
you're being kind.
If you look at the numbers,
oh Lord have mercy,
of our women in this area,
get stronger.
I get it. But
deadlift more. Get stronger.
Deadlift more.
Exactly.
You sound like me.
Get stronger.
Soda.
Post posterior chain work.
Yeah.
Instead of that's GHC sit-ups, we should have had GHC raises. Ooh.
Oh, that's awful. Let's watch them all cramp in the very first walk workout. That'd be horrible. That's just me.
And then make them do the deadlifts?
Oh,
no. No,
awesome.
That's me. All right. So, any questions, guys?
Nope.
Nope.
So, we're going to do toe drags for weight next year.
Yeah, that's the floater wad.
Okay.
The floater wad.
You know what? There's going to be so many questions now. There's going to be a rumor that there's a floater wad now.
Of toe drags.
Because I just said that.
We got toe drags through Roscoe's bombs.
That seems to be like a,
with a
that
weighted
should be for age to perfection. We need to do that one. The Masters comp needs to have toe drags and you know, all kinds of rehab stuff.
Let's do it.
Especially for the Masters. Hey, definitely the Masters. Rehab work.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming
that
in for all
hard,
rehab.
That's hard, man.
Rehab work.
Clamshells are the worst exercise I've ever had to do in my life.
Max effort clamshells in
oh my gosh.
90 seconds.
That would be awful.
That would be.
I can see everybody on the ground.
I wish you all could have just seen that.
Yeah. Missed a treat there. Reverse that.
Tara, the look on your face.
She can
no
see it. She pictures
feed.
It.
All our
I'm just
master.
Thinking about date night tonight. Y'all.
Yeah. Do that clamshell thing again.
You have a date tonight?
I do. I'm so excited.
Oh, my Lord. You have a date.
Yeah. Watch
y'all
out.
Y'all hear that. She's got a date. So if you see her out, say hi to her date.
Do you know where you're going?
Yes.
Where are you going?
You know.
I have no idea. You're on a date. Where are you going?
So, Rob Schneider is at Zany's tonight. Got some tickets to go watch him.
Man, you guys have fun.
I'm secretly hoping. So, did y'all know Ellie King is Rob Schneider's daughter? Do you know who Ellie King is?
No.
All right. So, she's a musician, artist, singer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bug loves her. Absolutely loves her. She's got a really cool, unique voice. You need to look her up. But it blows my mind that that came from that.
I don't know how to take
that. They're just so you just have to experience her and think about.
I imagine people say that about Bug.
Probably.
You're can
Bug's
tell
dad?
Exactly yeah. where she comes from.
You're Bug's dad.
No, it's more like, oh, you're Bug's dad. Oh, okay.
Awesome. All right. Do we have anything around the corner?
Oh, yeah.
Takes two to tango.
Takes two to tango.
Oh, and we're still looking. We still got a few more sponsorships open. But we also only have a few spots left, too. I'll pull that up.
What are your sponsorship duties, fees?
There are a ton of options, actually. So TalonThrowdown.com has the spreadsheet or the chart, the table
yes.
that says all your options there.
September 17th, CrossFit's 2 to Tango. September 17th, Governor's Games at Austin Peay State University. November 5th, Age to Perfection Masters Team Comp.
Yes, it is team. I'm still working
here
out
here at CrossFit Talon. And November 19th and 20th is Battle of the Barbells CrossFit Murfreesboro. That's all we have right now.
Okay. And we have 11 spots left if we go to full capacity on our 2 to Tango. Oh.
11 teams?
11 teams, but okay. like
depends on who they are.
Depends on the division, yeah. Like women scaled is currently full. So unless somebody drops out, it's full. But if you go and sign up, you can be put on a wait list if you want first dibs if a team drops out. And I'm not going to lie, in the women's division, typically teams drop out. Why is that?
Once they hear the weight.
Nah, I don't know.
Jenny's thinking about it.
I do.
About
yeah,
it.
I know. I was I'd love to go RX on one of these. But anyway, I have to find a partner.
Well, it's got to be a dude right now, unless you're going RX. And
right.
And we still have two slots for the women's RX.
Well, cool.
Kill that deadlift.
Yeah, that's about it.
Except you got to do the bike first.
Yeah. I know. I'm not too bad on the bike.
No, it just hurts.
Yeah, it just hurts.
It hurts.
I'm used to hurting, though. That bunion I got.
Quit putting your foot in a too small of a shoe.
It's not too small, Dennis. I promise. There's room in there.
What about your dress shoes?
Right.
When I wear dress shoes all the time.
Oh, I saw you lifting in here the other day with high heels.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I got to do that.
Do your parents have bunions?
Yes.
Okay.
It's right from Grandma Thompson. Passed them right on down.
Just
man.
Gives us more of a challenge.
Blame her for putting her size. Yes. Whatever shoe put into a very small shoe.
Yeah, she always went barefoot, actually. Oh, this might be a little contradictory evidence. But
I'll do some digging.
There could be genetics involved, of course.
But how are your arches?
They're better now that I've been coming to Talon School of Fitness for 4 years.
School of Fitness.
5 years.
Everyone's just going to think I'm a foot doctor or something. Not.
Yeah. Dr. Keys is a chiropractor, guys, yeah. And he does ART. ART. Yeah. He's very, very good at ART. He does some needling now, too.
Dry needling, been doing that since February, I think. I don't know.
Yep.
It's been so long.
Needled my butt the other day. As in glute.
Yes. Sorry, Dennis.
Nobody knows how to respond
to that. I won't let him touch my foot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming to visit us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Have a good weekend, y'all. Stay cool. Till next week.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.